On Morgan's AM, US bond and equity markets were closed along with London, European bourses rally.
Morgan's AM, your pre-market briefing.
US bond and equity markets were closed for the Memorial Day holiday. In US corporate earnings, AutoZone reports third quarter earnings tonight, Australian time. In US economic data, the Chicago Fed National Activity Index for April, the S&P Case-Shiller Home Price Index for March, and new home sales figures for April are released tonight, Australian time. European bourses rallied in thin trade as investors eyed ongoing measures to reopen the economy. Germany's DAX gained 2.9%. Bayer jumped over 11% after Bloomberg reported the company has reached deals with 50,000 to 85,000 US cancer lawsuits connected to its weed killer Roundup. Those sources cited said none of the deals have been signed yet. Deutsche Lufthansa confirmed it has received approval for a 9 billion euro stabilisation package from a government support fund to keep the company going through the turbulence from the coronavirus outbreak, but cautions the deal has not been approved by the European Union's Executive Commission. Unibail Rodamco Westfield, with a 7.9% gain, was also a notable performer. Francis CAC rose 2.2%, aerospace and defence company Airbus and hotel group Accor were among the leading index performers. The Spanish government said it will lift a two-week mandatory confinement for all travellers arriving from overseas, starting 1 July. In economic data, German statistics office, Destatis, confirmed that Europe's largest economy entered a recession due to the coronavirus pandemic. German GDP contracted 2.2% in the first quarter compared with the previous quarter, the largest decline in output since the global financial crisis. German GDP fell 2.3% year on year, marking the second largest decrease since the country's unification. Separately, the German Ifo Business Climate Index printed at 79.5 points in May from a downwardly revised 74.2 points in April, better than economists' forecasts for a reading of 76.8. The London Stock Exchange was closed for the late May bank holiday. The London Metal Exchange was similarly shuttered. The People's Bank of China set its daily yuan reference rate at the weakest level since 2008 yesterday at 7.1209 per US dollar, after the increasing acrimony drove the currency to a seven-month low in onshore trading last Friday. There was no spot-on oil pricing given it was a public holiday in Singapore. Precious metals markets drifted lower in quiet trade, with the New York and London hubs closed. Gold futures lost $6.32, or 0.4% to $1,729.18 an ounce. Oil prices advanced, WTI up 47 cents to $33.72 a barrel, Brent adding 40 cents to $35.53 a barrel. And the Australian dollar is firmer, buying 65.46 US cents. Singapore's parliament is expected to announce another stimulus package later today.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.